even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 9 of London Ask and Answered. I'm your host, Sasha, the one who knows London like the back of his hand and the front too. I'm here to answer all your burning questions about the city we all love. And by burning, I don't mean like the Great Fire of 1666, but you get the idea. Now, before we dive into the questions, let's take a moment to appreciate the magic of London. And by magic, I don't mean pulling a rabbit out of a hat, but the real, wand-waving, potion-brewing, platform 9 3/4 kind of magic. Yes, you guessed it right. We are talking about the Harry Potter magic that's sprinkled all over London. London is a Potterhead's paradise from the enchanting Leadenhall Market, which served as the entrance to the Leaky Cauldron and Diagon Alley, to the Wizard Exploratorium, where you can brew your own potions. And let's not forget the Georgian House Hotel, where you can live out your wizarding dreams in their wizard chambers. I mean, who needs a Nimbus 2000 when you can just take the tube to King's Cross, right? But don't worry, Muggles. London has something for everyone, whether you are a history, art or food fan, or love a good afternoon tea. London's got you covered. And if you're a fan of funny podcast hosts, well, you're in luck because you've got me. In this episode, I'm not just answering my ramblings about London's magical offerings, but I'm also answering your questions. That's right, my dear listeners, this episode is all about you. So sit back and grab a cup of tea or a butterbeer if you prefer, and let's dive into the magical world of London Ask and Answered. And remember, folks, in the wise words of Albus Dumbledore, it does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live. So, let's live a little and explore the magic of London together. Let's get started, shall we? If you're a fan of the enchanting world of Harry Potter, then the Warner Brothers Studio Tour London, also known as the Making of Harry Potter, is a must-visit attraction. Nestled in the heart of Leavesden, this magical Harry Potter Tour London offers a unique behind-the-scenes glimpse into the making of the globally beloved Harry Potter series. The Warner Brothers Studio Tour London is a spellbinding journey that invites visitors to enter the world of Harry Potter and explore the magic of the wizarding world. The tour is a treasure trove of original sets, costumes, and props used to make the Harry Potter films. From the grandeur of the Great Hall to the eerie Forbidden Forest and the enchanting Diagon Alley, each set is a testament to the artistry and craftsmanship that went into the creating the iconic films. The Harry Potter Studio Tour has received numerous awards, including the 2021 Traveler's Choice Award, the Certificate of Excellence in 2019, Best Family Day Out in 2019, Best for Big Kids in the UK 2019, and Large Visitor Attraction 2019. The Warner Brothers Studio Tour London offers a variety of experiences throughout the year. From May 2nd to September 4th, 2023, the tour is hosting Discovering Hogwarts, an event that celebrates the studio tour's 11th year by inviting visitors to explore Harry's early years at Hogwarts. Other upcoming events include Dark Arts from September 15th to November 5th, Hogwarts After Dark on the 5th and 6th of October 2023, and Hogwarts in the Snow from November 11th, 2023 to January 14th, 2024. In addition to these special events, visitors can explore permanent attractions like Professor Sprout's Greenhouse and Gringotts Wizarding Bank. The tour is a self-guided experience, allowing visitors to spend several hours discovering how the films were made, going behind the scenes and seeing props, costumes, and the fantastic sets themselves. Getting to the Warner Brothers Studio Tour London is straightforward. The nearest railway station from London is Watford Junction, where a dedicated shuttle, not free, runs to the studio. For those visitors staying in central London, several tour operators offer a dedicated shuttle bus to the studios, which includes the tickets. The tours often have better availability of studio tickets that can be sold out many weeks ahead. When planning your visit, it's essential to book your Warner Brothers Studio Tour tickets in advance. Tickets can be purchased directly from the Warner Brothers Studio Tour London website or through various tour operators like the London Ask and Answer Tour Shop. Check it out! Prices from the transport and entrance ticket starts from £102 for adults and £93 for children aged 5 to 15. The tours depart from central London with multiple choices of departure locations, including Victoria, King's Cross, Russell Square, and Baker Street. The best time to visit Warner Brothers Studio London can depend on what you want to see. If you're interested in specific events like discovering Hogwarts or Hogwarts in the Snow, you want to plan your visit accordingly. However, the studio tour is a fantastic experience at any time of the year. The tour is designed to be a full-day experience. With the studio's recent expansions, you should allow at least 4 hours for your visit. However, many visitors can easily explore all the sets, props, and exhibits for 6 hours or more. The Warner Brothers Studio Tour offers a range of facilities to enhance your visit. There are several cafes and eating places, including the Chocolate Frog Cafe, the Hop Cafe, and the Food Hall. And you can also sample the ever-popular drink Butterbeer at the Backlot Cafe. The Studio Tour also features the Warner Brothers Studio Shop, where you can purchase Harry Potter merchandise from books by J.K. Rowling to Hogwarts t-shirts and robes, house jumpers, pens, keyrings, postcards, sweets, wands, and cuddly toys. The Warner Brothers Studio Tour is a must-visit attraction for any Harry Potter fan. It offers a unique opportunity to step into the world of Harry Potter. Explore iconic sets, see original props and costumes, and learn about the filmmaking process. Whether you're a die-hard fan or new to the series, the tour offers a magical and unforgettable experience. So grab your Warner Brothers Studio Tour tickets and embark on a magical journey into the world of Harry Potter. How about you take the Harry Potter Studio Tour in the morning and following the Cursed Child in the evening? Then you simply must catch it. The Harry Potter musical, officially known as Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, is a spellbinding sensation that brings the enchanting world of J.K. Rowling to life on stage. Located at the Palace Theatre in the heart of London West End, the Harry Potter musical is based on an original news story by J.K. Rowling, Jack Thorne and John Tiffany. The play received its world premiere in the summer of 2016 and has since become a deafening pop culture event of the decade. What's the story? The play picks up 19 years after Harry, Ron and Hermione save the Wizarding World. Now they are back on a most extraordinary new adventure, joined by a brave new generation that has only just arrived at the legendary Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Prepare for spectacular spells, a mind-blowing race through time, and an epic battle to stop mysterious forces while the future hangs in the balance. It's a thrilling theatricality and pulse-pounding storytelling that sends visions of pure enchantment shivers down your spine. Is it worth for families? Absolutely. The Harry Potter musical is a family-friendly event for ages 10 and up. It's a perfect outing for families who love the Harry Potter series and want a unique way to experience the magic. The play is a two-part production, each running for approximately 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's a full day of magic and adventure that will leave you and your family spellbound. When and where can you see the Harry Potter musical? The Harry Potter musical is currently showing at the Palace Theatre in London's West End. The play is scheduled to run until May 20th, 2024. Giving you plenty of time to plan your visit. However, due to its popularity, booking your tickets well in advance is recommended to secure your spot. The Harry Potter musical is a must-see for any Harry Potter fan. It's a chance to revisit the world you love and see your favorite characters in a new light. The play has been praised for its faithful adaptation of the Harry Potter universe. Stunning special effects and captivating storytelling. Whether you are a longtime fan or new to the series, the Harry Potter musical is a magical journey you won't want to miss. The Harry Potter musical in London is an extraordinary experience that brings the magic of J.K. Rowling's world to life. It's a must-see for any Harry Potter fan and a fantastic outing for families. So, grab your wand, put on your Hogwarts robe, and get ready for a magical adventure at the Palace Theatre in London's West End. But that's not all. Another magical journey is waiting for you in London. The Harry Potter Walking Tour in London is a spellbinding experience that takes you through the real-life locations that inspired the enchanting world of Harry Potter. The Harry Potter Walking Tour is a guided journey at Southwark Viewpoint on Minerva Square. The tour is led by expert guides who are well-versed in the Harry Potter universe and the rich history of London, making it a must-do activity for any Harry Potter fan visiting London. The Harry Potter Walking Tour in London takes you through various iconic locations from the Harry Potter films. You visit the Bank of England, which may have inspired Gringotts Bank, familiar to all Harry Potter fans from the first movie, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. You also visit Leadenhall Market, where the opening scenes from Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone were filmed. The tour also includes a visit to the spectacular monument to the Great Fire of London, a stroll across London Bridge and a stop at Borough Market, which is over 900 years old. You also get to see the spectacular views of St. Paul's Cathedral and the Millennium Bridge, both of which have their Harry Potter moments. The Harry Potter Walking Tour in London suits all ages and fitness levels. The tour is a walking tour, so comfortable shoes are recommended. The tour takes approximately 2 hours and 45 minutes, making it a perfect activity for a morning or afternoon in London. The Harry Potter Walking Tour in London is not just for Harry Potter fans. It's a fantastic way to explore the city of London and learn about its rich history and culture. The tour guides are knowledgeable and entertaining, making the tour a fun and educational experience for all. The Harry Potter walking tour is a must-do activity for any Harry Potter fan visiting London. It's a unique opportunity to enter the Harry Potter world and explore the real-life locations that inspired the iconic films. So grab your wand, put on your Hogwarts robe, and get ready for a magical journey through the streets of London. All this walking and watching and seeing all these great sights in London makes someone hungry. So, why not taking the Harry Potter afternoon tea in London? This is a spellbinding marvel that brings the enchanting world of J.K. Rowling to life uniquely and deliciously. Located at the Warner Bros. Studio London, the Harry Potter Afternoon Tea is a creatively designed and beautifully crafted experience by talented pastry chefs. The tea features an array of indulgent sweet savory treats and delectably delicious baked scones, served with an assortment of loose leaf teas. For those looking to add some sparkle to the occasion, you can upgrade your afternoon tea to include a glass of champagne. The Harry Potter afternoon tea in London is available as an add-on when you're purchasing your studio tour tickets and cannot be booked separately. The tea is served underneath the enchanted ceiling in the food hall, either before or after your tour. Each table is allocated at a 90-minute time slot, so please ensure you book your tour entry time with this in mind. The cost of the afternoon tea for two is £70. If you wish to add a glass of Palmer & Co. Brut Reserve, the cost is £100. There are also options for vegan and gluten-free afternoon tea at the same prices. The Harry Potter afternoon tea in London is a family-friendly event suitable for all ages. Children are welcome to join afternoon tea bookings. The tables seat 4 people and room can be made for 1 to 3 extra guests in advance. The Harry Potter afternoon tea in London is not just for Harry Potter fans. It's a fantastic way to explore the world of Harry Potter and enjoy a unique dining experience. The tea is a fun and educational experience for all. It's a must-do activity for any Harry Potter fan visiting London. It's a unique opportunity to enter the world of Harry Potter and enjoy a magical dining experience. The Harry Potter afternoon tea menu includes 3 tiers of finger sandwiches, pastries, sweet treats, and glittery scones with jam, preserves, and clotted cream. The booking process is straightforward. The tea is served from 11 a.m. with slots to reserve every half an hour until 4 p.m. You get 90 minutes to enjoy your afternoon tea under the floating candles. So whether you're a die-hard Potterhead or a casual fan, the Harry Potter afternoon tea in London is a magical experience you won't want to miss. And if you got your Harry Potter studio tickets and forgot to book the afternoon tea, don't worry. There are lots of other visitory options for a great afternoon tea. So stay tuned. Next on our London list, we have the Cauldron London, a magical potion-making experience. If you are a fan of magic and find yourself in London, there's a magical experience waiting for you that you simply cannot miss. The Cauldron London is a spellbinding sensation that brings the enchanting world of magic to life uniquely and deliciously. Located at 5D Stoke, Newington Road, The Cauldron London is an immersive class where you can step into the imagined worlds of your childhood through molecule mixology, science, and technology. The Cauldron London is not just a magic-themed bar, but a place where you can brew molecule cocktails in your very own potions class and wield a magical wand. The Cauldron London offers an immersive cocktail making class where guests use science and technology to make magic real. After receiving a technology-filled magic wand, you cast a pouring spell with your wand to receive a welcome drink from the maw of a magical creature. Your wand is the key to interacting with the space around you. You are then seated at a magic wand interactive workstation where you brew 2 molecule cocktails from diverse options, each with different properties and effects. The potions experience is primarily self-guided, but a potions master is on hand to ensure you don't poison yourself. The Cauldron London is a family-friendly event suitable for all ages. Children are welcome to join the Potions Experience bookings. The table seats for people and room can be made for 1 to 3 extra guests in advance. The Cauldron London is not just for magic fans. It's a fantastic way to explore the world of magic and enjoy a unique dining experience. The experience is a fun and educational experience for all. The Cauldron London is a must-do activity for any magic fan visiting London. It's a unique opportunity to enter the world of magic and enjoy a magical dining experience. So grab your wand, put on your robe, if you have taken it off, and get ready for a magical journey at the Cauldron London. After all this potion making and wand waving, it's time to use our legs and walk over to King's Cross. Every Harry Potter fan knows the most famous train platform in the world, 9¾. Located in London's King's Cross station, the magical spot is a must visit for any Potterhead. I will guide you through everything you need to know about this iconic location, from its history to what you can expect when you visit. The barrier between platforms 9 and 10 at King's Cross station holds a secret entrance to the magical platform that can only be accessed by running straight ahead, directly into the barrier. This transport wizards and witches out of the muggle world and into the magical realm where they can board the Hogwarts Express. This red steam engine train whisks them away to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. For all witches and wizards, their first entrance into the world of Hogwarts comes as soon as they step through the barrier onto platform 9¾. It's also worth noting that it was near the platform where Harry Potter first met Ron Weasley and the entire Weasley family. So how do you find platform 9¾? To avoid visitors clamoring onto the platforms, King's Cross has placed the rear platform 9¾ at the back of King's Cross rail station. This means one needs to walk all the way to the end.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
End of the station to find it. A short walk and definitely worth it. From King's Cross Underground Station, take the exit for King's Cross Rail Station and find the big black electronic boards showing all the train departures. When facing the signs, turn your left and walk as far as back as you can go. You will come right to platform 9¾ and the shop. What can you expect at platform 9¾? These days there is an actual King's Cross luggage trolley that is halfway through the barrier at 9¾. Visitors can queue up and have their pictures taken while pushing their trolley through the wall. You can take your own photo for free or pay for a professional shot. The average wait time is around 20 to 40 minutes, but at peak times, the wait can be as long as an hour. Suppose you don't have time to wait, in that case you can purchase a VIP pass, which includes a souvenir lanyard and a photograph taken by a professional staff, and you'll skip the queue. Also located at platform 9¾ is the Harry Potter shop. It's absolutely filled with everything a Potter fan could ever want. Inside are stationery supplies, wands, scarves, bags, books, keychains, and on and on. Also, whichever house you're in, the Harry Potter shop has merchandise for you. So for those you're not in Gryffindor, this is the one guaranteed place to find all the accessories and materials you need to kit yourself out, probably to show your house pride. While you're here, it's worth checking out St. Pancras Station. This beautiful restored Victorian building is just across the street from King's Cross Station. Potter lovers will recognize it as soon as they see it. Just in front of the station is where Ron and Harry picked up the Ford Anglia that Ron would then use to fly them to Hogwarts. The iconic image of the car leaving the ground is filmed right in front of St. Pancras. Harry Potter at King's Cross is a magical experience every fan should have. From the iconic platform 9¾ to the Harry Potter shop filled with enchanting merchandise, there is something for every Potterhead to enjoy. So put on your house scarf and prepare for a magical journey at King's Cross. Next up, we have a new magical adventure in London. Immerse yourself in a world of magic and wonder at the Wizard Exploratorium in London. This enchanting venue, located at 26 Greek Street in the heart of Soho, offers a combination of magical experience that will delight Harry Potter fans and families alike. From building your magic wand to brewing potions and indulging in a wizard-themed afternoon tea, there's something for everyone at this unique destination. The Wizard Exploratorium is a 5-story townhouse full of magical experience. It's a place where magic is brought to life through science, technology, and design. The Exploratorium is not officially affiliated with the Harry Potter franchise. Still, it draws inspiration from different fantasy worlds, including the Wizarding World, making it a must-visit for any Potterhead. One of the main attractions at the Wizard Exploratorium is the Magic Wand experience. In this 30-minute workshop, you can customize and build your very own magic wand. The wand is not just a prop, it's a working, illuminated magic wand you can take home. This experience is perfect for those who have always dreamed of casting spells and wielding magic. If you ever wanted to brew magical potions, the Wizard Exploratorium has you covered as well. In the potion making experience, you can mix up your own concoctions under the guidance of a potion master. Using magic and a bit of science, you can create two unique cocktails in a cauldron. This experience is perfect for adults looking for a magical twist on a night out. For a truly magical culinary experience, the Wizard Exploratorium offers a Wizard Afternoon Tea. This interactive tea brewing experience allows you to practice spell casting and solve riddles while enjoying various sweet and savory treats. The Afternoon Tea is presented on a colorful dragon egg tea stand. It includes five-finger sandwiches, scones, and a variety of sweet treats. The Wizard Afternoon Tea costs £32 for children and £42 for adults. The Wizard Exploratorium also features a retail shop specializing in sweets of an unusual nature, showcasing fun and delicious science. You can borrow one of their magic wands to dispense candies or explore the range of retail products that bring fantasy to life. From working illuminated magic wands to various pairing products, there's something for every fantasy lover. But one question remains: is it worth it? Well, the Wizard Exploratorium is a magical experience that offers a unique escape from the Muggle world. Whether you're a Harry Potter fan or just someone who loves magic and fantasy, the Exploratorium offers various experiences that will surely delight you. Its reasonable prices and central location make it a great addition to any London itinerary. The Wizard Exploratorium is a magical destination that offers a variety of enchanting experiences. Whether you're building your own magic wand, brewing potions, or enjoying a wizard-themed afternoon tea, there's something for everyone at this unique venue. So if you're in London and looking for a magical adventure, be sure to visit the Wizard Exploratorium. One of the greatest attractions in London in regards to Harry Potter is Leadenhall Market. For Harry Potter fans, the magic of the wizarding world doesn't end with the books or movies. It continues to live in the heart of London, at the historic Leadenhall Market. This enchanting Victorian market with its ornate shop fronts, cobbled floors, and vibrant Victorian architecture served as the filming location for the first Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. It's a must-visit for any Potterhead, and here's why. Leadenhall Market, a bustling hub for high-end retailers, bars and restaurants, is one of London's oldest markets, dating back to the 14th century. But it's not just its age that makes it unique. The market holds a magical secret. It was used to enter the Leaky Cauldron in Diagon Alley in the Harry Potter series. In the first movie, Harry Potter and Hagrid are seen walking through the market before entering a mysterious black door, leading them to the Leaky Cauldron and Diagon Alley. This scene was filmed at Leadenhall Market, making it a significant part of the Harry Potter universe. The Leadenhall Market-Harry Potter connection doesn't end there. The market's Bull's Head passage is home to the door that served as the entrance to the Leaky Cauldron. Although the door's color has changed over the years, it remains a popular spot for Harry Potter fans to take photos and relive the magic of the series. But the magic of Leadenhall Market extends beyond its Harry Potter connection. The market itself is a sight to behold. Its high arcs, old gas lanterns, and ornate shop fronts transport visitors back in time, making it a fantastic spot for photography. The market is also home to various retailers, from high-end clothes shops to bookshops and candle makers, making it an excellent place for shopping. Leadenhall Market is also home to several art installations that change regularly. These installations add a touch of modernity to the market's historic charm. There are also plenty of restaurants and bars where visitors can relax and enjoy a meal or a drink after a day of exploring the market. For Harry Potter fans, a visit to Leadenhall Market is a chance to enter their favorite series' magical world. It's a place where they can walk in the footsteps of Harry Potter and Hagrid, take photos at the entrance of the Leaky Cauldron, and immerse themselves in the enchanting atmosphere of the market. So if you're a Potterhead planning a trip to London, add Leadenhall Market to your itinerary. It's not just a market, it's a piece of the Harry Potter universe right in the heart of London. Whether you're shopping, dining, or simply exploring, a visit to Leadenhall Market is sure to be a magical experience. But where does a Harry Potter fan stay? Well, the answer is very simple. At the Georgian House Hotel, a magical stay for Harry Potter fans in London. For Harry Potter fans, the magic of the wizarding world doesn't end with the books or movies. It continues to live on in the heart of London at the historic Georgian House Hotel. This enchanting hotel, located at 35-39 St. George Drive, offers a variety of magical experiences that will delight Harry Potter fans and families alike. From the wizard chambers to the enchanted chambers and the magical experience they offer, there's something for everyone at this unique destination. Concealed on the lower ground floor of the Georgian House Hotel, the Wizard Chambers is a must-visit for any Potterhead. As you pass through the portrait-lined passageway, bathed in candlelight, you'll be transported to a world that conjures a mysterious and gothic feel. Each room features fox castle details such as stained glass windows, stoned walls, archways, trunks, cauldrons, four-poster beds, hung with velvet curtains and many other curious artifacts. Wood-burning stoves, cauldrons and fireplaces and tapestries complete the look. The wizard chambers are not just rooms, they are experiences. Each stay includes tea and coffee making facilities, super fast complimentary Wi-Fi, complimentary late checkout, and complimentary robes and slippers. The rooms are individual in design, ensuring each stay is unique. For those looking for a smaller or cozier experience, the enchanted chambers are the perfect choice. These rooms are located behind a bookcase door on the lower ground level of the hotel, offer all the magic of the wizard chambers in one more intimate setting. Each room features Hawk's Castle details such as stained glass windows, stone walls, archways, trunks, wood-burning stoves, and cauldrons. The Jordan House Hotel offers a visit to afternoon tea every Saturday and Sunday, 1:30 to 5 p.m. The spellbindingly delicious afternoon tea includes a selection of savory treats, sweet and savory scones, and a tasty trio of new desserts. You can upgrade your afternoon tea with a bottomless bubbles or browse the wizard drinks menu. The Jordan House Hotel also offers a wizard potion experience every Saturday and Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. Under the watchful eye of the head wizard, you can concoct your potion and cast your spell. This experience includes two cocktails. The Jordan House Hotel is a magical destination that offers a variety of enchanting experiences. Whether staying in the wizard chambers, enjoying wizard-themed afternoon tea, or concocting potions, there's something for everyone at this unique venue. So if you're in London and looking for a magical adventure, be sure to visit the Jordan House Hotel. And now it's time for your questions. Carrie asks, what is within walking distance of the London Eye? Looking for something to do with my son and husband. There are numerous attractions within walking distance of the London Eye. Here are some of them. South Bank Book Market, a charming book market just around the corner from the London Eye. It's a great place to find unique books and enjoy the atmosphere of the South Bank. Then we have the Jubilee Gardens, a beautiful public park that offers stunning views of the River Thames and the London Eye. Up next we have Madame Tussauds, the London Dungeon and Sea Life London Aquarium, as well as Shrek's Adventure. These are all popular attractions that you can visit near the London Eye. And also there's a Thames River Cruise. A cruise on the Thames River offers a unique perspective of London and its landmarks. There's also the Namco Funscape. Less than 5-minute walk from the Queen's Walk from the London Eye, Namco Funscape offers bowling, ping pong and other fun activities. Then there is the Wall of Love, Woodleigh Street Tunnel and Waterloo Cemetery Station. These are some unique attractions near the London Eye that you can explore. Big Ben, Palace of Westminster, Churchill War Rooms, Westminster Abbey. All these iconic London landmarks are also within walking distance of the London Eye. For more detailed information about these attractions and other things to do near the London Eye, check out my podcast episode about the South Bank. This episode provides a comprehensive guide to exploring the South Bank area of London. Pauline from Nebraska asks, does London decorate for Halloween? Yes, Pauline. London does decorate for Halloween, but not as much as the US does. First up, we have Covent Garden, known for hosting some of London's most fantastic Halloween events. Covent Garden often features props from the Royal Ballet and the Royal Opera's glorious productions. Next we have Notting Hill. This area is known for its chic Halloween decorations, particularly on stairways and entrances to homes. You should visit High Street Kensington. Upper Philly Moor is one of London's most decorated streets in the lead-up to Halloween, with families spending significant amounts to decorate their homes. Abbotsbury Road and Ilchester Place by Holland Park. These areas are known for their spooky decorated mansions and grand houses. In addition to these, there are numerous Halloween events, parties, ghost tours and film screenings that take place across the city. So if you're in London during the Halloween season, you'll definitely see the city decked out in spooky decor. And of course, LondonAsked.com will keep you updated on what's happening around Halloween in London. Claude from France asks, we want to go to Windsor for one day and I'm not sure how to get tickets to the train. Can an Oyster card be used outside of London? If not, where can we buy tickets to the train? The Oyster card can be used on some services outside of London fare zones. But it cannot be used for travel to Windsor as it falls outside the Oyster card's coverage area. To travel to Windsor, you can buy train tickets in several ways. At the station, you can buy tickets from ticket machines or ticket offices at most train stations in London. You can purchase tickets online from various train service providers or from the National Rail website. I would recommend getting your tickets from Trainline, the most trusted website for traveling by train. You can then either print your tickets at home or collect them from a ticket machine at the station using the card you paid with and the collection reference number you'll be given. Many train companies, including Trainline, have their own mobile apps where you can buy tickets. Some of these apps also allow you to download mobile tickets directly to your phone, so you don't need to print anything out. Remember to check the train times and prices, as they can vary. The journey to Windsor from London by train usually takes around an hour, depending on your departure station and the time of day. The main stations in London for trains to Windsor are London Paddington and London Waterloo. Have a great day in Windsor, Claude. Well, folks, it looks like we've reached the end of our magical journey through London for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I have enjoyed answering your questions. And remember, if you've got a question about London, whether it's about the best fish and chips in town or where to find the most magical Harry Potter spots, I'm here to help. Now, before we wrap up, I've got some exciting news to share. My book, London Asked and Answered, Your Comprehensive Travel Guide to the Big Smoke, is out now. It's packed full of insider tips, fun facts, and everything you need to know to make the most of your London adventure. So, be sure to grab a copy and let London's magic sweep you off your feet. And speaking of magic, I'd love to hear more from you, my magical listeners. If you've got a question about London, don't hesitate to send it in. You can reach me by email at hello@londonask.com, by WhatsApp at 0044-7700-182299, or through my website at londonask.com/ask. I can't wait to hear from you. Don't forget to give me a like and follow me on social media at londonask. I promise it's more fun than a barrel of nifflers. And if you're looking for a community of fellow London enthusiasts, be sure to check out my brand new Facebook group, London Ask and Answered. You can find it on my Facebook page at London Ask. Now, I'm going to take a little break for a week, but don't worry, I'll be back with more answers to your London questions. So keep those questions coming. I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, remember, as J.K. Rowling once wrote, the stories we love best do live in us forever. So keep the magic of London alive in your hearts, and I'll see you next time on London Ask and Answered. Cheerio!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.